The front lawn of Borowski's rural southern Wisconsin home is probably one of the quietest places to spend Memorial Day. There's a circle of flags from 33 nations and a row of large panels, each bearing the names and pictures of almost 400 fallen coalition soldiers. There's more information on each casualty in white three-ring binders set out on a table on the lawn.
What began as a counting stone in wall number one is probably now grown to 21, 22 walls of fallen soldiers.
Borowski reads the number off a placard sitting on top of a stone that used to be part of his chimney.
6,687. That would include the combat deaths, the non-combat related deaths, suicides here, homicide, when I can get the data.
And getting the details is something Borowski is meticulous about because he believes every death needs to be remembered. He reads from one of the binders.
Chief Warrant Officer 3 Brent S. Cole, he was 38 from Reidsville, West Virginia. He was with the 82nd Airborne Division. He died when a military helicopter was forced to make a hard landing after experiencing mechanical failure in Tarinkot, Uruzgan Province, Afghanistan on May 22, 2009.
Eventually, Borowski hopes to turn his wall into a row of metal poles where he can mount the binders so visitors can read about each fallen soldier while standing on his front lawn.
I want a memorial that stands more sturdily over time before I get my $550 million that I need to build this in Chicago.
Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.